If you don't know my story about courses, I wanted to give you a rundown of how I have used courses in my business, how I've repurposed courses, and how they have built my two businesses over the past 15 years. Hey there, Donna here, and welcome back to the Mystic Mike. Let's jump in and get started. So back in 2009, I started a homeschool business. Basically, I was homeschooling my girls and we were using Waldorf-inspired education. Back then, there wasn't a lot of information out there to help the mom at home. Everything online was about teachers and how they could use it for a classroom. There wasn't a lot of help. And I needed help, and I figured there were others who needed help. So I started contacting a whole bunch of experts in the field, other teachers, curriculum authors, anybody who I thought was an expert in the field in that little micro niche, which it certainly was not called way back in 2009. And I said, hey, I'm going to start doing some interviews. Would you like to come on my show? I had no idea what I was doing, and I quickly built a list up, and I had, I think, four in the fall of 2009, and I just recorded these interviews on Instant Teleseminar. This was before video. Not too many people had phones that had video, and so it was all done just like audio. I interviewed a couple people, and we did a 45-minute interview. It was basically them doing all the teaching and me asking questions. And it was great. And after I did those four interviews, I sold them. And this was just another model that I had seen someone else online doing. I was very creative and called it the fall package. It was October of 2009. And then I guess what, did a spring package in 2010 and had different people. And by that time, I had several hundred people on my list. And so I sold those. And things just started building. I wanted to help these moms, and I wanted to have a bigger price course because I think I sold the other stuff for $97 or something. I wanted to create an actual course. And what I did was I found five teachers or experts, and I had each person do a module. And none of it was mine, except I organized it all. I ended up paying each person a flat fee to come do it. And it was very well received. That was my first big launch in 2010. And it was $497, which was a lot for me and for the people back then, but they got a lot. I remember there was a book that came with it. One of the people had books. I think maybe I paid for it and they all got it. And they got a big notebook full of CDs. That was way back when we had CDs and a notebook with transcripts and worksheets and stuff that all went together. I had to drop ship these whole things to them. So there were some costs involved back then. I can't remember, but I think it was probably about $40 or $50 that I had to pay out for each person who ordered, but then it was $500. That was my first real course. After that, people started asking me to do it. They wanted to hear from me. So it just kind of went on and I started creating my own courses. Eventually, about 2 years in, I created my first telesummit. It was not called a telesummit back then. I called it a homeschool expo because I went to a homeschool expo and I was like, people would love to do this, but not everybody can fly all around the world and leave their kids and go. I created an online Waldorf expo and I had 25 interviews with people that I did. The first time I believe I did it live, I don't know what I was thinking with that. I wanted it to be like you're there for the weekend. I just did interview after interview. It was really exhausting, but I sold those again. I think it was like $97 or $127 or something like that. I did it for 6 years in a row and I ended up with a lot of interviews that later on I turned into a Black Friday sale. I had four under my belt and I was like, I have all these little interviews. So I decided that I was going to take all of them and we put each one in as its own $7 workshop. And I sold them for Black Friday. It wasn't like you could even buy them. They only were sold at the time each year. And then that was it. I never broke them up. You had to buy the whole package. There were 100 and something of them at the time when we did it. And I tell you, I made $9,000 over that Black Friday like weekend from $7 workshops. People went in there and bought every single one of them, and it ended up costing them a lot more than just buying the whole package, but I wasn't doing it that way. So then I did like a package where you could get the workshops and one of my other how to set up your homeschool program or something. Anyway, I had a lot of different programs. I really streamlined those programs into four key programs, like planning for your homeschooling. That would be the summer program when all the moms were planning, because I was doing the planning too for my kids for the upcoming year. And I knew that's when people were planning. This is coming out June 1st, and then it goes back in the vault. And then there was another one about festivals and celebrations, and I would bring that out around the holidays. I had these four key courses that became like the core of my business. And in 2018, I actually sold the business to a colleague, because it was all built on courses and programs. And so she just took over everything. I want to tell you, if you're a coach and you have a coaching business, it's not very often that you hear that people can sell their businesses because you are the face of the business. But in this case, I was still the face of the business, but I had some tangible assets. I had this intellectual property and I was selling it and had been selling it successfully for years. So it was just a matter of turnkey takeover. I also repurposed my courses into different type things. I had a 2-day retreat where I taught and people came and we did little demonstrations. I was doing it live, but it was the same content. And I did live events, retreats. I repurposed those courses in so many different ways, not just in my homeschool business. I went into the course business full-time in 2018. And my first course that I did was called The Power of Programs. It was 6 modules. I sold it for $497. And it was just my basic 6 steps to create a course. That course sold pretty well, but people were still calling me at the end going, I still need your help. I still need your help. So I revamped the product in 2018 and I decided to run like a group coaching, but it was the same, like the modules were there. I did not re-record them. I have these 6 modules. I'm going to give you these modules and then I'm going to have a call with you guys each week. It was $1,700 and I enrolled 6 people. And I remember it was May of 2018. That I realized 6 weeks really wasn't long enough. I made it 8 weeks and then charged, I think it was $2,000, or it may have been $2,500. And then it became a $3,500 program. Eventually, I did re-record those modules. But it was the same concept. I just updated everything. And it became my Leverage Your Brilliance program. Then it became my Courses for Coaches program that I re-recorded. And it's now the Build and Fill program. All basically from the same. Obviously, I tweaked it and changed it and added some things, but it was the same basic steps and I just repurposed that. And here's the thing. I mean, I had a mastermind. I put those same modules from the program inside. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. Once you have this foundation, if you have training modules, you can do whatever you want with them. And I will say, when I wrote the Waldorf Homeschool Handbook, I was trying to write it and I was just like, I can't get this book written. I decided that I was going to create a course and then I was going to take the course and make it into the book. That is how I made my book. I'm more of a verbal processor. So from the course, I had them transcribe. Then we took those transcriptions and made that into the Waldorf Homeschool Handbook. I do help a lot of people turn their books into courses, but I thought it might be interesting for you to hear that I did it the opposite way because it's easier for me to talk things out and then turn that into something. So I've used courses in so many ways. I've had flash sales, washer and dryer sales, the Black Friday sales, and I've sold everything from the $7 workshops and up to a $15,000 mastermind. So I built 6 figures several times in my businesses and had very little coaching and one-to-one work. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of an overview on how I've used courses and programs in my business. You can repurpose this stuff in so many different ways and it can become so many different things. So I love having courses and programs as a foundation in my business. If I need to speak somewhere, I always have something on the back end to sell. And I just have something there that people can buy, and I don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. I don't have to always be the one delivering the content every time, even if it is, it doesn't have to be me in front of everyone every day, every call. So I hope this gave you a really good background and some ideas on how you could bring courses and programs into your business. Stay tuned as we move through our new format. We're going to have some interviews for people who are using courses successfully in their business, and also those who are thinking of bringing courses and don't know what that looks like. So we're going to have some hot seat episodes. If you are thinking of bringing a course into your business and want a hot seat episode, please reach out to me at, you can get the link below, and I would love to talk with you and maybe get you on the show where you can promote your book or your podcast or whatever you have as far as your content. And we can talk together on how that might look for you inside of your business. If you're like, this sounds great, I love to monetize all of my stuff, I think it's really cool, grab my Words to Wealth guide. There's 7 ways to choose how to monetize the content that you have already created. So look for the links below on that. Also, I want to do a shout out for Magic Mind. They have been a sponsor on my show for the last few months. I love Magic Mind, and I'm kind of addicted to it at this point because I've been using it since January. I take a sip or two in the morning around 10 o'clock when I have my tea, and then it sort of jazzes me up and keeps me really focused. There are some all natural ingredients in there, some mushrooms, ashwagandha, a whole bunch of other really cool stuff. It tastes kind of like green matcha tea. There's matcha in it. I keep it in the fridge. There comes in these really cute little bottles, like a 5-bottle set, and then they last me for several weeks. I find when I have it, I focus better. I can sit down and finish my projects. I get more done without being stressed and without drinking more coffee or tea or any of those like caffeine drinks. I wouldn't do that anyway. I'm pretty natural and organic, and I can't take the caffeine in those. It makes me really wiggy. So I love Magic Mind, and they have been really instrumental in me in launching out some really great stuff so far in 2024. I keep them in the fridge at all times. Look below for the link for getting a discount on Magic Mind. Give it a try. This is a better alternative, much more natural and organic and easy on your system, and really keeps you focused and keeps you moving and gives you a nice boost in the morning so your productivity will be higher. All right, you guys, until next time, I will see you then.